Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, then.
All
right.
Well,
all
praise are due to Allah. This thing must have turned off because nobody heard what we said. So we read from the Quran, Surah 25, that was on mute. It jumped on mute. On my phone. Allah says, again, in Surah 25, Al-Faqan.
It's
on now. And sister that's called and let me know that was on mute, she can hear me. All praise to Allah. Sorry about that. You know, Allah says, Surah 25, Surah 21, Ayah 21, Surah 25 is Falcon. Surah Falcon, Allah says, surely, Ayah 21 to Ayah 24, Allah surely, for not, surely as fear not the meeting with us. For judgment, saying, why are not an angel sent down to us? Why do we not see our Lord? Indeed, they have an arrogant concern of themselves, and mighty is the insolute of their impurity. The day they shall see the angels, Not joy will there be to the sinner that day. The angel would say, there is a barrier forbidden to you altogether, and we shall turn to whatever deed they did in this life, and we shall make sure the deed is flown like dust gathered about. The company of the garden will be well. That they and there a bed aboard, and they have a fair place for repose. So surely Allah spoke the truth. So Allah is making clear on us that some people these don't be blown or scattered like dust in the air, because there ain't going to be enough of them to get anything out of them. So the people can play with Allah in these last days, and they're going to play dearly. So our job is to make it clear to them. There's nothing deserved to be worshipped besides Allah, that we are all going back to Allah for judgment. There's no in and buts about it. We all live to die, to collect a record, to take back to us to the grave and to the other side that we have never seen before, that we will never return from that other side. This is the final exam for us. This is the only exam we're going to get, and this exam should include treating each other right, being good mothers and fathers, being good neighbors, being good people all together. And God said, no matter what we do in this world, it determines where we go in the next world. If you can hear me, turn your mic on, please. I don't know, this phone is, according to my the board, the phone is on. But I had it on mute by accident. And then no, I looked and it was on mute. So I was just talking and nobody could hear me. But if you hear me, please cut your go in the queue and match one and cut your phone on and let me know that you can hear us talk. And especially your call, please let us know that it's the phone is on and you can hear us by mashing one on your phone and we would see that your phone was cut on. And if you can't cut it on, let us know. But call us 404-421-5630. Call 404-442-3312. Either of those numbers, you can notify us and let us know that that you can hear us. And so cut your mic on, we'll cut your phone off, and let you begin to share in this great work that we are involved in removing this image, these images that separate human beings from each other and make one human being think he's better than the other and one think he's less than the other, who supposed to be in charge, was not better, but played the role of an angel of light. I'm talking about the Caucasian people. Oh, they're angel of light. Let them tell you they found this country. They created the country. And then God came in their image, and God sent somebody look like them in their image to save the world. They have invested in all these lies. That's why so many preachers of all ethnic background is here in America teaching that lie that the creator of the heaven and earth, out of all the people in the world, he picked one son, and that is from the Caucasian race. This is the biggest lie. This is the worst false evidence of false worship. And false worship is the worst form of oppression. That is the words. False worship. Saying God, all the people in the world, he picked one son, and the people that's in the image of their son has the worst record of treating people. Or the worst record of hurting people. They're the only people in this world that ever dropped a bomb on another people, atomic bomb, and killed millions of people. The only one. But they claim to be an angel of light. They claim that God came in their image. They claim that this world belonged to them because God looked like them. And they hurt everybody else. Same ones. Everybody else is in an inferior situation. So, all praise is due to Allah. Anybody who got anything to say, match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share or speak on what you want to speak. We can't say nothing till we save ourselves. And Allah said, first save yourself, then your family. If you get on a plane, the first thing they tell you, put your mask on. First, save yourself before you try to put that mask on, that oxygen mask, on somebody else. Make sure you are breathing. Then go to somebody else. Then go to somebody else. Don't that make sense? That's what Allah said. He said, first, save yourself. And you ain't going to stay at the liquor store, stop using drugs, and stop telling lies, and stop giving God more than again, God, pardon me, you ain't trying to save nothing. You ain't not trying to preserve anything. So I see that we got someone in the queue that's a part of this host, part of the host, and we pray that they will come on and let us know how they doing and how our brother's doing. You see them on the in the queue, and she know who she is. So will you cut your mic on? I will cut you, bring you in, and let us know how our brother doing, how you doing, how's everything coming along, because we want to hear from you. And so anybody you want to say anything at this time, I'm waiting to see you cut the mic on. You are part of this show. So all praises are due to the one creator of this creation. And I'll read something right quick again from this blessed book, as the Christians said. We say it's the Holy Quran. It's the final revelation from God to humanity. And nobody has been able to prove us different on this. Nobody is able to have ever step forward and said that Prophet Muhammad and the meaning that he was the last prophet. That no other man has ever stepped forth in the history of this world and did more for this world than Prophet Muhammad. We say he's the last prophet. There's no more prophet to come. This is some of the revelation that we're given to him. First, we were, so we're just going to read some from Al-Baqarah, the heifer. You know what the heifer do? Give him milk, cows, and everything else. Keep the life of the bull coming. So we're going to read past 5. Share my yacht from this. Allah said it in Al-Baqarah. Allah said, Bismillah, like man of our king. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Amen. This is the book. In it is guided, sure, without doubt. To those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee and sent before thou time, that in their heart have the surety of the hereafter. They are the only true guidance from thy Lord, and hit these who will prosper. As for those who reject faith in the same, to them will thou warn them, or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal over their hearts and over their hearing, and on their eyes is a veil, great is the penalty they incur. Surely Allah speaks the truth. So we thank Allah for giving us these precious words, putting these precious words together so we can understand the great power of the Creator. So the Creator said, if this not true ayat, then make one like it if you can. Come up with something close to it if you can. And Allah said, you can't, because you know you can't. Allah don't say that, then he know. And ain't nobody else come up with anything in any old book closer than what the Quran has given them. No one. And they've been told that all the ink was, all the ocean were ink, and then you added two more ocean, and all the trees were pencil. You would never be able to take that ink and those pencils and exalt this book or the book. You would never be able to do it. So that's saying something. When here, that way the Creator talk, he speak like there's nothing else anybody can do without his help. He letting you know that. You can't, your brain that he put it in your body. He know how much he can do, how much he can't do. So we thank Allah for this precious moment on this Pop Talk radio station. So anybody else have anything they would like to say at this time, match one and come into the queue. And then we will see that you match one by a little small hand that's been raised on the board, and we will then go to that and turn on your mic and let you begin to ask questions or make comments or give us something that you think that we need to hear from you. We would love that. So anybody got anything they would like to say at this time, please match one and turn on your mic. So we all are misspoke together. and we all got something to share with each other. It is not no one-man show. It's many people. We all become one when we come on this show, a message of concern. And our concern is to remove the false image and lies that's been planted on the earth and then given to the human family to divide it up. And the human family is divided. There's no United States. And that's a saying. If that was a United States, we could be talking like this right now. United means we wouldn't have no problem. And we got plenty of problems because we are not united here in America. So may Allah continue to bless us to make progress. And, you know, I've been talking just about 40 minutes. And just like anything else, you get tired of knowing somebody else to talk. Then you quiet naturally, you give yourself a break. And we're going to give ourselves a break. We're not going to keep talking, and nobody has no questions to say or make no comment. We're going to play Imam Wadi Muhammad. We're going to take a break. But we're going to do that because we realize that we're not here to do all the talking. We're not here to be just to be heard and seen. We're here to hear and hear and receive the messages from those who have faith in Allah, those who believe in the last day, those who believe in the revelation and believe what's been set down. Believe in fasting and giving in charity. Believe in the fact there's only one creator. Believe that a lie has been told on the creator must be corrected. So that's why we're here tonight. So anybody would like to say anything, I'll get ready to ask somebody to step up to the plate and start talking. All you gotta do is cut your mic, go to the board and mash one, and we will turn on your mic. And we let you begin to talk. So anybody would like to say anything again, because I can go get Imam W. Muhammad and put him on. Or I can put one of these Imams on. Imam Farrakhan, Muhammad, you know, put somebody on. Let's take a little break.
I'm just going to mute you right here until I take a break.
Okay, I'm going to take a break. You got Imam Farrakhan's tape that he made Friday.
What about the one that you
had?
You have no tape?
No. I got plenty of them, but... If you don't mind, we can play it. So, you know, you haven't listened to it, have you? All praise is due to Allah. So we said, Humalite Tamarajin, Bismillah, Rajan, or Akin. Ashadri La, Ilaha, Illallah. Ashadri La, and Muhammad, and Rasulullah. We abandon witness again. There's no God, but one God. Proper name is Allah. Is the creator of this creation. He is the one who lives and he do not die. He never was a baby and never had a baby. He is the one who have created the first man, the first woman, the many men and many women, and have them scattered throughout this earth to test all of us and see which one of us is worthy of the prize that he wants to give us. So we're going to take a break. We're going to play Imam. Waiting on the tape. She can refine the tape. And we're going to put it on and let it be played. Nobody wants to say anything. We're not going to. This is all the talking. we do have something to say, but we know that others and have something to say. I know my brother Sujar is sick. He's not feeling well tonight, and I pray that he gets better and better. I miss my brother. I know he was here. He'll be stepping up to the plate, sharing some good information with the believers, like he always do. He'll be bringing that truth. And can the truth that we need to hear, what we need to hear. So we're going to get ready to play this CD, play 10 or 15 minutes of that, take a break.
Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la muqamidan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alal salah. Hayya 'alal salah. Hayya 'alal falah. حي عن الفلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praises, gratitude, and thanksgiving is due to Allah. It is his property, all of it, not some of it, belongs to him. The known and the unknown praise belongs to him. And he is the Lord of all worlds and all systems of knowledge, those that we know of and those that we have yet to learn about. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We witness openly and publicly of our free will, of our own inclination. No one has bribed us that we make this declaration openly of our free will, that there is nothing that deserves worship except Allah, that he is one, that he's alone, that he is without partners, without associates, without a likeness, without family, without spouse, without offspring, that he is one, single, unique, and alone. And we witness that Muhammad indeed is his servant and his messenger. The prayer and the peace be upon him. Dear believers, dear Muslim, dear guests, we pray to Allah that he accept our Jummah Salat, and may he guide our heart, our mind, our words, and our tongue, and bless us to say what is needed, and that the information that we give to you today, that it be useful and helpful to the community. the last surah of the Quran. We should pay attention to the first and the last, the first and the conclusion. Allah mentioned in this surah is called one of the refuge surah, meaning it's not just a protection for us. It is actually part of protection for the Quran itself. Allah mentioned in this surah that he is our Lord, that he is our King, and he is our God. Meaning, these are names for human beings. I mean, named for Allah, but not for human beings. And we find human beings now taking on these names, which are attributes of Allah, quality of Allah. Only Allah is Lord. Only Allah is King. And only Allah is God. We have people who refer to themselves as Lord. We have people who refer to themselves as King. And we have people who refer to themselves as God. So Allah is our Lord, and he is one. He is single. Only one Lord over all the land. So stop calling yourself a landlord. This Lord we're talking about, he created all the land, and he owns all the land. No such thing in Islam as the Lord of London, referring to an individual or a group of people. He is Lord. Outside of Islam, sometimes we have people say one is Lord, one is Son, one is Holy Ghost, three separate things. All these qualities talking about the same one God. Lord is a big word in Islam, Rabb. Many forms of it, Rabbu, Rabbi, Rabbana, all pointing to Lord. So we just, for the first part of the cookbook, briefly, we just want to give you Islamic concept of Lord. Lord suggests the one who take care of us or who take care of me. So we ask the question, who take care of us as human beings, that one Lord? We have people who are sick, who are ill, who are disabled. They have a person in their life. They're called a caretaker. Allah is the only true caretaker. He take care of not just human beings. He take care of everything that he have created with no exception, including Christ Jesus. Peace be upon him. As Muslims, we say we thank Allah for giving to us Christ Jesus. As Muslims, we say Christ Jesus had a Lord, and he worshiped his Lord, and he had 12 people that surrender to his leadership. They also follow him. And it is written that Jesus led these 12 men in prayer, and all 13 prayed to the one Lord, the one God, the one King. Lord also suggests this word, Rob, suggests the one who promote us. And those of you who are students used to be familiar with the word promote. So he got promoted to the third grade. He got promoted to the 10th grade. And it's a beautiful thing when Allah promotes you, because there's no cheating. And I hope some of you know people get promoted, they be cheating. When Allah promotes you, there's no cheating. That he assists us in our growth and our development. Some of us, we think when we came out of the womb that we was in prison 9 months in the womb, and we thought when we came out of the womb that it was over. Allah is still shaping us.
Yes, Quran. Assalamu alaikum. You got something to say?
Alhamdulillah. Walaikum salam. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to elaborate on some things that's going around here, you know, here in the world today. And one thing I just had wanted to get clear, Brother Lazan, he had got on and he was talking about the dandelion green. And I was just wondering, did I have the dandelion green plant? And I was just thinking, did I hear that he said that they going to make it a law that you can't, you can't grow that, grow the dandelion green in your yard or something like that?
Yeah, I believe.
Why?
Yeah, because it's good for you.
Why?
Because it's good for you. It helps you prolong your life.
And that's what I was, because I wasn't clear. I said, wow, isn't it? I said, that's something, how this world is coming to where, I'm just saying two things about this here. And then also I was thinking, I was going to go to Walmart. And then I said, dang, if I go to Walmart, I might have to carry my gun. And then I said to myself, I can't believe that majority of the people that's in Walmart, that goes to Walmart right now, is not packing. I just can't believe that they are not packing. I think everybody's basically packing when you go to Walmart. I said, that's a shame that you got to go Tombstone mm-hmm. territory.
That's right.
But you have to pack
right.
and shop at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Now they're trying to make a law that is against the. How can you stop something that grows natural in the ground? It just comes up by itself. We don't plant it. It comes up by itself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what is this? I said, it's crazy. I said, I never heard nothing like that. And that's why I just said, I want to elaborate on about that, what the world is coming to. And like the imam say, we don't go against America with another country. What we do is we change. And so it looked like that we're going to have to bring about a change.
Yeah, well, at what the name of that the people that control the seed, what's the name of them?
People control the seed.
They will control the seed.
Watchtowers?
Huh?
Watchtowers?
No, the one that control the seed, Al Saba, What the name of the people that consult to control the seed?
The seed.
Yeah, the seed that won't grow. What's the name of the
Monsanto?
Monsanto. They control the seeds. So they passed. They said that you can't grow nothing unless you get the seed from them. I ain't studying that law.
But the thing about it, Brother Akbar, we don't have the seed to the dandelion. That's something that Allah automatically comes up in your yard.
Yeah, they don't want you to grow scumdown, the muscle down, because they're good for your limbs. So these people are evil.
No. Those are the things that we are letting them as a people, as a group of people, as the people, because nobody ain't saying nothing. That's the way we letting, that's how Satan gets his power. They don't have that kind of power. How are they going to put you in jail, something that Almighty God, Allah, just let come in the ground naturally? It just grows up. It might, one day it just pop up. That's crazy.
Well, sister, you're doing a good job bringing that up. And what's your opinion? I'm ready to listen to your opinion on that. What should we as a group of people, as a body of people, what should we do about that?
Should have been brought up a long time ago.
Yeah, but
ask them what rights they have. What rights they have.
Yeah.
What rights they have to do. How can they stop something that Almighty God, that's just like saying you can't breathe oxygen anymore.
Have you heard anybody say anything about it before? Because it's long gone now that it's been like that.
Yes.
It's long gone now that it's been like that. selling and making big money off of it else.
Yeah, I got me some scuba down seeds from some scuba down, and I'm praying that when I plant them this year, that they grow, they come up and grow on this vine, grow on this thing I built for them. And I'm going to have me some scumbag.
And
they don't have the right to control the seeds.
He shouldn't have that right.
And the only way they get that right is the right that we give them.
The way I'm gonna stop them, I'm gonna broadcast it out in the street.
Okay.
And whenever I get a chance to tell the people about it, I'm gonna tell them about it. I'm gonna get on Facebook and tell them about it. Yeah. That's all I can do.
It should have been done a long time.
Go ahead, sister.
And I would say the only one that's doing that, but it has to be Satan. Only Satan be up there wanting to be trying to stand against the truth of Almighty God. That has to be Satan. How in the world are you going to stop something? How are you going to stop that? That's what I'm trying to see. How are you going to stop something from growing?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
To me, that's crazy. I know I don't let them stop me from doing nothing that is good. And that's good to have them dandelions growing. I got something growing in my backyard, and I would catch somebody out there trying to talk about it against the law. Huh?
I'll
be hoping sometimes that the police would come and they would lock me up for what I'm saying. I don't talk to Homeland Security, huh? Because then you can get your point out. You can get your point out. Are we free? Are we living in a society that's denying us true freedom? Then where are all them soldiers that went and fought for freedom? Many of them lost their life for nothing since there's no freedom. They said the soldier is fighting for our freedom and wherever they go. And so many of them have lost their life for nothing because there's no freedom. You can't eat good food. You can't live in a society and you want the best of food to eat that God have put here on this earth for you to have. You ain't got no freedom. Is that right?
You ever saw this here on TV where they show, always time they'll show this movie where when the earth is getting close to the end, I'm just saying, you know, and then they always have where there's nothing but dust and dirt and all like that. See, and how they could destroy a lot of things is in the air. Because they have airplanes right now that will come and they'll spray. They haven't sprayed in a long time, but they'll spray. They'll come and spray over your property. When they spray over your property, they say they'd be spraying for like mosquitoes. And you ever seen like they call it lightning bugs? They call them black gas and lightning bugs and you don't see them anymore. And the butterflies, you always have butterflies. We try to catch a lot of butterflies, but they don't have that anymore.
Well, the people, the leaders, the people we trust as being leaders, they didn't warn us. If they did, we didn't hear them. And it's still not too late to bring that up. So we got to make sure that the leaders warn us about these things that they're doing to us. We have to make sure that the leaders of sharing with the masses and keep them awoke where they can do something about it, because it's going to take a live human being to really deal to do something about these things that you're talking about. It's going to take a real human being, a live human being, a person who fear God more than he fear the people that want to stop the good food for us to eat.
One thing I want to say, Brother Akbar, is that one thing they had taught us, and sometimes we forget, you know, and we have to teach our children, they had taught us is that how you find out about a person, you know, certain things, like the person that talking about this, about the dandelion and all that, don't grow it and the passing the law, find out what they believe in. See, do they believe in God? It might be an atheist, you know.
Yeah.
You find out, do they believe in God? You say, what is their belief? And then you could almost see where they are coming from. What they say is, for to you, how do you destroy your enemy? And you destroy them through their scheme. And that's what you got to find out, where they come from, where they believe. First thing you need to find out is, do you believe in God? I mean, what is your belief? And then once you find they believe that the one that's saying all this, then you can see, then you know what to do, because they don't believe in it. All right, alhamdulillah.
Right.
And they can't throw that they believe on us. All right, alhamdulillah.
I'm there now. Well, we got someone else want to speak and poke. Someone else want to speak that hasn't spoke? Oh, I'm there now. We got one more. Let's bring our one of the co-host workers, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Akbar, and everybody in the queue. And we thank Allah very much for our presence. Uzu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we thank Allah very much that He has permitted us to be in this message of concern, you know, and continue to get out that message the best that He permits us to. And we hear this guidance on our own self, and we model this guidance so that we can show others, like Prophet Muhammad, by Allah's permission, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has been a model example for us how this is easy to be what you created to be. And like you were saying, as we were going, Sister Ka'am was saying, you know, we need to really measure, you know, what we got so far. We got scientists, we got this, we got that, you know, and we got children who have already been born into that type of to see tomorrow, to even draw pictures and ideas of what tomorrow will be for the believer. We have the history of what happened to those who didn't believe or didn't know about the belief until Allah gave them their opportunity to come alive and see their purpose of being here and where they are going. Now that we have that permission to see into the vision, to have this vision, especially of Imam Muhammad, to have a vision that no longer makes us have the need for what's behind us, because we know what's behind us. We know anything behind us but Satan. And those of you who are outside of the queue are not, we know you have had your opportunity because you have studied or been under the influence of other books of revelation from your creator, Almighty God, Allah. And you also had a vision. And you let those amongst you listening to the whispers of the shaitan misguide you and lose your vision of heaven, of paradise, and all the things that we know that you have experienced, because you had us underneath that same experience by Allah's permission. And we thank Allah very much that we are in the future when we, the Muslim, the one who said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the one who Prophet Isa, may Allah be peace and blessing forever, be upon a miracle to the world of his creation. Said that we are the ones who are to build and give the vision, establish the vision bit by bit according to our faith. But we should spend much more time, especially with our children, bright as they are now. They are so blessed to be so educated in the fact that there's no God but Allah, and everything comes from him, and everything is under his will, and they have learned so much about different sciences and different natures of things, and they do not see the past that we've seen. They were not born in the past that we was born into. We have to remember that our children, and those of you outside of this queue, your children, have been born into the future. All you had to do is let them and help them build it. We have, I was talking to some gentlemen earlier today, and then we have museums, and everybody spends so much time in the past, but they don't do like they see the people of the past do. What is America showing people in the world? They showing them spaceships and how to do this and how to do that, boasting on their claiming their false reward from Almighty God Allah with their hypocritical selves and other religions. Because at the same time, they're doing wrong, permitting wrong, going along with what is wrong. But we, the Muslims of today, not the Muslims of the old, they have went back to the past. See what living in the past will get you to do? It'll make you go back to tribalism. It'll make you go back to burying your own kids. They've been doing that for what, a couple hundred years now, abortion? We will go back as far as we let Shaitan drag us, call us back. Like he said, I'm just calling you back. When we have a future, our future is to build a world where only what Allah says is the life for the human being. Now in 2022, we are supposed to be putting together, with the help of our children, who know all kind of sciences of creation, to help build a model example of what it's like to be in paradise right here on earth. But we talk so much about the past to them and keep them living in the past so much that they don't have the vision the way that they should have it. They have found themselves, even though they was born free, in the name of their creator. We have, as parents, that's inside the cube and outside the cube, Muslims and every other body else too, because Allah says so. Allah says even the Muslims are corrupt. And we have put our children in slavery to ignorance with all this education they got. We have put them in slavery to materialism with all this education they got. We done put them into lust. We got them going there. They don't know what they are torn. They are going through hell, and they was born in heaven. They was born Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we have to be mindful. Our vision is not in the past. Allah shows us that in the Quran. We can go and read the Quran and read all about the past, all the way back to the creation of ourselves, the first human being, etc. We got knowledge of everything. What we need to do is see how we're going to be like we see the people of the world are trying to do. They're trying to give their community a vision what Islamic apartment is going to look like here in the United States of America. What the Islamic clean streets going to look like in America in our housing area. You know, the Islamic shelter, the beautiful masjids, the beautiful stores, clean, spotless clean restaurants, and no sin around, no sin. People are happy all day long. They say, "Assalamu alaikum." They're wishing peace upon each other. That's what we should be doing. That's the message we need to give people, the vision that was given to us by Allah through Imam Muhammad, the vision of the future. Of the Jannah right here on earth. He said we already have the perimeter of it. We have a structure. All we had to do is fill it in by getting out of the past. Allah said, let abandoned people come out of that past influence of the Shaitan and build your future existence for those who believe. We just can't imagine how nice just to walk into some nice, beautiful homes built by Muslims for Muslims. For believing Christians, for believing Hindus, for believing whatever, because they know the criteria is to be in a state of wudu, no alcohol, no drugs, no cigarettes, no fornication, you know. And they'll have on a regular basis with their beliefs, see the belief of what it is like to be when you submit your will to the will of your creator and you get rid of your hangers. You give them time to purify themselves and make the transition while they're living in peace amongst people. They don't have to worry about nothing. They when they get involved, when we build this realistic world, it ain't no dream. We need to be letting our scholars, our Islamic scientists, call them to their responsibility to give us ideas of what the Islamic community is going to look like in America. Put it in drawings, architect, and let them know so we know what we're coming together to build. We know the laws of this land here. We got a right to do anything we want to more than anybody in America to do, because we are not and have no intentions of doing wrong, being dirty, being corrupt. So we need to work on that. That is the message of concern, that people are not seeing what we are telling them. And our vision is corrupt. It's all psychedelic. We go along with too much stuff that's against the work that needs to be done. Clarity. We got too many ways that you can be a good person, a good guy. You can have a pack of cigarettes in your pocket, and a Muslim, you all right with the Muslim. Pint of liquor in your pocket. Oh, you all right with the Muslim. We don't know how to get away from the influence of the shaitan. And those of you outside the queue, we know you are waiting on us. We know that. But we got to ask ourselves, we got to get rid of this last, inshallah, influence that shaitan have on us. And that is the will to be free. We have not accepted freedom yet, but we can reflect on how when the first slaves got their freedom, there were some slaves who refused to go. Some of them had to be even put off the land because they were still under the influence of Shaitan to where they did not want to be free. And we're still that way today. All this education we got, all this wealth we got, oh, we got the creator of everything. But we still don't want to be free to be with the believers. We keep making excuses for the wrongdoers, the disbelievers, the hypocrites, the enemy of those of us who God has favored and invited and has made an opportunity for us to live in Islam, is in his will. Can you imagine that? We are taking our time and finding all kinds of excuses and using other human beings who have already accepted corruption around them. Though they might not be corrupted, but they accepted around them like the people did in Sodom and Gomorrah. A lot of them wasn't doing and engaged in all that stuff, but they accepted the life. They did not even think about all they had to do was just walk out of Sodom and Gomorrah, like Allah finally made them do. That's how easy it was. All they had to do was walk out and go establish a halal world of their own, and then this time, do not let corruption come into the perimeter. That's all we had to do here in America, is join our minds, our hearts, our words to each other. And anyone who tried to penetrate that, we have the right by the United States government to stop it. We have the right by the United States government to stop if anybody wants to try to bring cigarettes into our community, alcohol into our community, drugs in our community, lies in our community. It'll be on the outside. It'll be in every communicating tool there is in the world to let them know that this is an Islamic community. We are Muslims. You're more than welcome here. But there's an orientation you have to go to. You can't come in here orientated as a homosexual and think you have a right to walk through our neighborhood. Because the United States government doesn't protect that. Your lies say that.
But the United States government said we have a right to live the way that we believe, just like you have a right to live the way you believe. You better believe one thing. We ain't interested in coming into your clubs. We ain't interested in coming in your neighborhood where women and men are walking half-naked up and down the street. We trying to get out of your school system now. 14-year-old kids are smoking in the school, outside of the school, selling drugs, gangbanging, selling heroin, drinking whiskey, wine at school, disrespecting our children and themselves. We have a right to defend our community from that when we make up our mind to bring together this community of believers. And they got what they use their language. They got Orthodox Christians who don't smoke, drink, believe that God had a son, everything like that. They're looking to live with us in peace. They got Orthodox Hindus and everything. Remember, a lot of them people are under oppression by their environment. And the people who run their environment is holding them hostages against the truth. But once we establish here in America where everybody has a right to leave from one community to go to another community if they want to, they can do whatever they want to do. So when they want to come to Al-Islam, they'll be free to do so because we have a place that gives them a refuge. We will be building Allah's refuge right here in the United States of America. And Allah has already made the Constitution of the United States of America conducive to us doing that. That even the leaders of this country in the past has already read the Quran. They already know that this day is coming. And they wish their children the freedom that Almighty God Allah offers them to get away from this oppression and wrongdoing and the people who are doing wrong there, doing. But we got to do our part. Have you really tested your faith yet? Do we really sit down on the bed at nighttime and be honest with ourselves? So how much am I not doing? How much am I am doing? And how much am I doing wrong by not doing what is right? We'll see that we are making excuses for not being the type of believer in one God like we read in the Quran. We are making excuses to follow anything except a lot of the life example of Prophet Muhammad in his life showing how to worship the one God, how to obey the one God, how to live the way halal. Have we sat down at nighttime and really asked ourselves, why are we not doing what we are free to do? Allah has freed us now going on here, especially here in America, the United States. We've been free now a good 100 years, baby. A good 100 years. Well, I mean free from everything. I'm talking about cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, stealing, rock. We have a great responsibility to ourselves and loved ones. A great responsibility. And we should be so engrossed in it because we're trying to serve our Creator and to help others learn how to serve the Creator of themselves in their whole existence. That's the message. Worship Allah and obey his messenger. That is the message of concern. That people are not doing that. And still they praying every day, oh, Lord, I can't make it no other kind of way without your help. Please don't let me deviate. And then we willfully go do it. Sometimes just for the heck of it. Sometimes just to go take a nap. Sometimes pretending like we love people who are the devil. and make an excuse for them. We bargaining with Allah. Tell them, I'm not going to be the Muslim you want me to, because I'm not going to leave the rest of the people, even though I know they're wrong, even though I know they're going to hell. And those people out there who this message concern is for are waiting. Are waiting. They already know that. Look how Allah has in the last 20 years made laws no smoking. Look how obedient people is. People don't smoke in their house no more. Even people who got money. But if they got taqwa, they go outside of their $2 million house and smoke outside out of respect that God is guiding them. They done quit drinking. They done quit being so vicious toward a fellow human being. They're trying hard, but they don't have the model example. They want to look at the philanthropists around the earth. They want to spend what Allah has given them, feast of Billy Love. Otherwise, they want to spend it and help establish the world Medina. They want to spend all of their resources, like the Sahaba did, and spend it on in supporting the believers in one God. All them corrupt Muslims that we see that's got all this money on this earth, they're just waiting for a believer amongst them. They're waiting on Allah to raise one from amongst them, and he's already done that in the life of Imam Warfi Muhammad. And we are now the group Mujahideen. They are waiting to get out of that hoodwink situation they're in, that lie they live in, calling themselves kings and queens. But Allah is the one who is showing us that regardless of what you think you got, you ain't got nothing without him. Your degrees. All these wonderful, intelligent people on this earth, and none of them have come up with a surer or coming to common terms to establish peace on earth. Won't even talk about it. Get mad at you when you try to talk about it. Just doing what Allah say do. Just do what the Creator say do. In Gekoza. And to help this terrible corruption on the earth that believing that God had a son, all we have to do is start telling people more about Prophet Isa. His name, his true name, his true mother's name, his history that Allah has revealed to the world so they can see this miracle come back again and be here with Muhammad. For those of you who believe, but you don't understand that belief. When we start telling the truth about who Isa is, they're going to forget all about this character called Jesus Christ. We have not exposed the falsehood that is the way it needs to be exposed. The only way these people are going to quit believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is when you tell them whose life he's living that they are lying about. When we start telling them about Esau, who is Esau? Son of Miriam. How did he get here? By Allah's permission. Allah said be, and he was born without a male. When we tell the truth about his creation, then they'll know God don't have a son. We need to spend more time on telling the world about Esau, and how he said he must go away so that he, the comforter, can come after him. How the law was so terrible that Allah had to create him as a miracle, come back and restate the law. The people were so out of control that Allah had to send a miracle in mercy to them that let them understand how to get back to the law. He was preparing them. He said, I come to prepare a way for you.
Back to you, Brother Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Well, I guess I am.
Thank you. Thank
you. Long way, bro.
Shan, what you had to say with us tonight, may Allah continue bless you in your efforts. Yeah, we are telling the people that Jesus is not God, never had a son. God never had a son. God only have creation. Don't have no children. You have creation. We all are the creation of the one God. We all live to go back to God through Christ, the one they call Christ Jesus. We all are returning back to the one who gave us his life. All praise are due to Allah, Lord, Karen, Stainer of all the world. So anybody else have got anything they would like to say and share with us, all you got to do is match one and come into your queue, and we will cut your mic on. We are happy and to have you tonight. We are here for one reason, that to get rid of the evil that this world has planted through their lie on God. They do have a son. We know this is the master of all the evil, because false worship is the worst in the worst form of oppression. False worship put a psychological effect on any group or any people that accept it, and call inferiority, and inferiority breeds into that person a lack of skill, ability to control itself, ability to be productive. That's why they put that lie out like that, all these lies. And longer these lies out, our children are always going to be at a school acting like they are grown, smoking, seeing what their adults are doing. Want to be adults. So, but I don't see how the adults allow children to come to school and smoke, or two girls hugging each other in the classroom, or two boys. How they permit that? That's not freedom. That's the end of that people world. There's no book production coming from those act there. You're talking about birth control. That's the best birth control, birth control you can get. Because as long as you got two people think of the same sex, that they going to be happy together, you can't get no more greater birth control than that. So, and that's what Satan is putting over on the people. And we have to warn the people. They have been like a daisy on this issue. After God has in scripture, that's what I point to when I'm talking to the homes. I'm pointing to scripture. Then I point to science. Scripture says two men should not be laying with each other. Then the scripture shows Allah, the creator, scorned a great population of them called Sodom and Gomorrah. Doctor said two people cannot, of the same sex, cannot produce a baby. So what good are they? And God says in scripture to populate the earth. So what good are they when they can't populate? Their world is coming to an end. If everybody accept the lifestyle that Satan has suggested, this world will hurry up and come to an end. Won't be but a very few on this, or be anybody on this earth. So you can take all the homosexuals and put them on the mountain and come back to that mountain, and 20 years, 30 years, 50 years won't be nothing there but the mountain, because they can't produce themselves. So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, Terrence Stainer of all the world. So anybody else got anything else they like to say, Matt's one, come into the queue. Sister Karan, your mic is already on and never been cut off. If you got anything to say, all you got to do is take it off mute and say what you got to say. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Karan?
Oh, alhamdulillah. I'm all right now.
Yeah, How they checking? All praises due to Allah was checking to see that you have anything else you would like to share with us. Thank you so much. You brought some good points. I do have Brother Muhammad Sharif. He got something that he wants to share with us in these last 10 minutes. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad Sharif.
Yeah, wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Akbar and everyone else. Y'all on another call that we have every Monday at 8 p.m. So every Monday I'll be off for a while. I just got back on for a while.
We appreciate you highly. Thank you so much for joining us when you can. We really appreciate that.
Alhamdulillah. You know, I guess I just haven't had that thought 2 days ago, you know. In reference to, you know what they are doing? They keep this abomination going on, same sex.
Yes, sir.
What they are already doing is they are adopting children.
Yeah.
So well, you still can't stop doing what we're doing because. Though we can't produce 2 men and 2 women, but we can do all those children out there. And there many children, we'll just adopt them and raise them up so you get, you know. They're doing it already. They're adopting children.
Yeah, they adopt them, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
What did famous singer one play the guitar, the piano? Big homosexual one played the piano. Played go all over the world.
Oh yeah, I thought you were talking about from England. I think from England somewhere.
Yeah, it goes all over the country and play piano.
Right, yeah, we know who you're talking about. Can't think of his name. Yeah, we know.
I can't think of his name. He adopted 2 boys, and them turned them out. He adopted 2 boys.
What
do you think? He said something. I know his name was out here.
Right,
he's a very popular person. I can't think his name.
Alhamdulillah. I just want to say one thing. Alhamdulillah, is that like I said, America honored the natural law, and the natural law is God's law. The only reason why they're doing that is because we are allowing them to do it. That's the only way they're getting their power. Those are children. You can't only think so. They have no right. So I'm just saying that that's the way they're doing because we are allowing them to do it because human rights, because we have human rights and civil rights, and we are not exercising it. And that's why they are doing that. That's why Satan getting all that power. Like I said, there's a 13th Amendment. Check it out. You got to be the first of the third. I think it's the 13th Amendment. In the United States, the 13th Amendment says there will be no sex, same marriage in no state, and that's a federal law. So, but man breaks the law, but we don't break God's law. And God still says no. That's because they're doing it. But if the Constitution, the amendment in the Constitution of the United States, the 13th Amendment says no. And they haven't changed it. They haven't changed the 13th Amendment.
Right.
So they're doing it because we're allowing them to do it. But still of all, you have control of your own community. That's why we have to start. I said I'm going to start searching it. I keep talking about it, and I said I'm going to put it out. We got our human rights, civil rights, And I remember they was talking about that all the time, our human rights, civil rights, and the rights of and of the United States of America. We have to know those rights.
All right. We know the dog got civil rights. You won't see him throwing a dog on the ground and throwing him in the back of a police car. So the dog got civil rights. We the one don't have any civil rights. Let them tell it. And the reason we don't have no right be as much as we should, we don't have no. We're not together like they are against the mistreatment of us. If we were together, then most of them would join us because most people know what is right and what is wrong, and they would join us. Many Caucasian other people would join us because whatever you do wrong to one people, you'll end up doing it wrong to another people. And nobody is really escaped the misinjustice. Once they do the misjustice for one people, pretty soon they're going to do it for other people. And pretty soon it's going to be all people. I've seen them mistreat a Caucasian woman because this man had problems, this police officer had problems with his wife. His wife done divorced him. So the only thing he know how to do is mistreat a woman. But he got a badge and a gun. So he mistreat the woman that he looks like the woman at his house. So that happens. So, but we as a people, we should have people over those police officer boards. And when one of them do wrong, we should be able to miss him. Just like somebody dismissed you when you break a law or do something wrong on your job. They got a right to fire you. You can be in the union or any place else. Well, if they get enough plank on you, you gone. You out of there. So we should have the same rules for the police officer. They shouldn't have what they call it. It's a name for they got where they can't be tried because they got certain law govern them as a police. You can't sue them unless they break certain kind of laws. I can't think of the name, but I hear it all the time on YouTube. But anyway, you got anything else you
want
to say?
Yeah, I got one more thing to say. I got to say is okay. That we have some property. They recall we have some property in Eden Park. You know, we have some property in Eden Park. We getting together. So I went through there. I went through there the other day, driving through the hood the other day, on the main street. I had to go a half a mile. I ain't seen no car. No cars, like it was dead. And then I went through the neighborhood. I was telling Shuja about it, you know, about 3 days before that. So, you know, I went through the neighborhood, and it was so quiet. I said, I didn't know what was going on. I said, something is going on. I said, I don't live here, so I can't know basically what's going on, but I could feel it because I remember when I lived there, you could tell when something is going on. So I called my adopted daughter, and I was talking to her. And I was telling her something about that the store that was on the corner. You know, they got our so-called Assalamu Alaikum brothers. They got the stores, you know. And so I said, Terry, I said, it was so quiet. What's going on there? She said, and I was telling her something about the store. And she said, oh, they sold it to the Mexicans. I said, what? I said, you can't tell me there was no brother that did not want to buy that store. I said, why didn't they ask one of the brothers to buy that store? Why didn't they put the word out? Because they didn't put the word out, I know I would have heard it. You know, and I would have got on it or got some people together, and we'd have got that store because that was the neighborhood store. You know, that was the neighborhood store. Nothing but African-American owned that store. And they want that store back. And I said, dang, I said, no wonder it was so quiet. It was like a slap in the face to the community. And now I'm trying to figure out, I said, now what they going to do? Because I was one night to go by to give out flyers. And then one time I went by, I didn't see too many brothers, you know, around, you know, because they'd be hanging around the store. I said, now they see how much they so-called As-Salamu Alaikum brother loves them. This is what they think of you. Mm-hmm. They could have asked a brother, here it is, they done got all their money, here it is, they supported them, and now the Mexicans going to come in and do the same thing, because they ain't got no Mexicans in that neighborhood. And so now they're trying to figure out what they're going to do this.
Who sold the store to who?
The so-called As-Salamu Alaikum brothers, the immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Sold the store to the Mexicans. And you couldn't tell me, because I know they couldn't tell me, because they wanted to buy the store. They wanted to get the store back. They said, we got to get our store back, because that was the neighborhood store right there, you know, because mm-hmm. the ones that, you know, they, the Italians had, and we ran the Italians off, and for about 30 years, the African-Americans ran that store until they brought the crack in the neighborhood. Like, some people keep saying, we should be like them. They unite. I said, but they got that. I said, they fought below the belt. They didn't get that community. They didn't get that those stuff right. They put crack in the neighborhood. They cracked everybody out. That's what they did, and pretend that they was taking it. Mm-hmm. Like my daddy said, he said, be careful of the Caucasians when you be going to school, college with them. They'll tell you, what they used to do is they'll go out and, like, you be a roommate with them or something like that. They said, let's go out and party, you know, and then they'll take you to the party, and then while you out there partying, they'll slip back from the party and go back and study.
Mm-hmm.
But you out there partying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just said, that's what your brothers think. That's what they think of you. That's what they think of us. I said, that's a shame. I said, so that's why the neighborhood was so quiet, like somebody, I said, they got slapped in the face. They gave all that money to them, and you know, and they liked it, the brothers and everything, and here it is. This is what they think of them.
Oh, yeah. Brother Muhammad, will you close out with prayer, please, sir?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim Sirata al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Ladallin Amen.
Thank you for coming, everybody. May Allah bless us all. And Quran Prophet Muhammad, Assalamu alaikum, and peace be with all of us. Have a